Here's a thought about managing the humongous task. And in particular, I want to talk about keywording in Lightroom because it is a humongous task and a seemingly never-ending one. And one that I know other people have told me, and I can certainly confirm it in my own reactions to keywording in Lightroom, that it's just not very much fun. And it's a drag, and it's something we'd all just soon not do. But the reward of keywording in Lightroom is so huge that it's worth doing. So the question is, how do we do it? Well, Maureen used to have a way of talking about this that I think is perfect for this discussion. She would often say, you know, you cannot eat an entire chicken in one gulp. In order to eat a chicken, you have to slice it up into little consumable bits and bites. And then you can eat a chicken. But it has to be cut up first. And I think the same thing can be said for keywording in Lightroom. It's too big of a task, and like I say, a never-ending one. So the idea of just turning it into a project, diving in and doing it and being done with it is just not practical. It's too overwhelming. So here's what I started to do when I moved into the trailer on the middle of March and I had time on my hands. I thought, you know, here's a small project I can experiment with. So I set aside 15 minutes in the morning, a timed 15 minutes in the morning. I would literally set the timer on my phone so that I knew there was an end to the process. And I started with my earliest digital negatives, and I started working my way forward. And at the end of 15 minutes, when the alarm would go off, I'd be done. I'd go off and have breakfast or do something else. And then the next day, I would have another 15-minute session. And I've been doing that now for 6 weeks. And I'm making amazing progress in terms of adding keywords to my Lightroom database. But a most interesting thing has happened that was unanticipated that may be the best reason to do this little exercise of all. And that is, it's kind of forcing me, I guess, to spend time with images, 15 minutes a day, go through, look at them, and I'm finding images I'd forgotten that I made. I'm seeing images with new eyes. I'm discovering relationships that I didn't know were there. I'm discovering new keywords I need to add to my database because, by golly, there's a picture that needs that keyword, and then I find others. It's been an incredibly adventuresome 15 minutes a day. I've now, by the way, upped it to 20 minutes a day, but no more than that because I don't want to get bored with it. But I'm finding it an incredibly useful way to go back and review my catalog, and I've come up with all kinds of ideas for little projects or six image projects or whatever from images that I'd completely forgotten about. So it's two birds with one stone. I'm getting keywording done, which will be useful, and I'm spending time in my Lightroom catalog and discovering connections and images and things I'd forgotten that I even have. So sort of a win-win.